Father, we thank you again for your faithfulness to us.
天父，我们感谢你，你是信实的主。
Lord, though we may doubt at times, we may fear at times, we know that you are always faithful.
主啊，我们有的时候怀疑，有的时候害怕，但我们知道你永远是信实的。
You are the great rock of our salvation.
主啊，你是我们拯救的磐石。
As those disciples said, to whom should we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life.
主啊，就像门徒所说的，我们应该去哪儿了？只有你是有永生的。
So Lord, knowing that we are just flesh, we pray that you would speak through our brother tonight to encourage each one of us.
主啊，我们知道我们只是有限的人，求你通过这位弟兄来对我们说话。
And that we might be encouraged by the many gifts that you have given to the church.
主啊，我们也感谢你有很多各样的属灵恩赐给到我们教会。
So Lord, we pray to bless our brother tonight as he would open the word to us.
主啊，我们也求你来祝福弟兄的口，然后可以来传递这样的信息。
And we give you thanks now, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们一切感恩，都是奉着主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Well, good evening. It's my pleasure to be with you, and as we consider this subject tonight of spiritual gifts.
大家晚上好，我们今天来一起来学习属灵恩赐。
So we began with an introduction last week about spiritual gifts, and tonight we want to continue that, especially looking at the gift of prophecy.
我们今天就是简单的来接续一下上周我们所讲到的话题，然后我们今天就会开启一个新的话题，就是在我们的当地教会中的属灵恩赐。I
want to invite you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of the letter of Paul, chapter 4 of Ephesians.
如果有圣经的，我们来一起翻到那个以弗所书的第四章。
And allow me to read just one verse tonight in chapter 4 and verse 12.
他会来读这个第十二节。
And it says in that verse, it says that he gave some to be apostles, and some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some pastors, teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ might be built up and mature.
从十一节开始，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So by way of a little introduction, there are 19 different spiritual gifts.
就在这个介绍中有19种属灵的恩赐。
Some gifts are only mentioned one time.
有些属灵恩赐只是被提到了一次。
Some gifts are mentioned in every list of gifts.
而其他有一些他有在每一次提到属灵恩赐的时候都会被提到。
And so tonight we're going to look at one of those very important gifts, the gift of prophecy.
那我们今天晚上会主要来学习一个很重要的一个属灵恩赐，就是讲预言的属灵恩赐。
And I want to suggest that prophecy in the early church was one of the most important spiritual gifts.
我想划重点的就是这个说预言的这个恩赐是在早期教会是一个很重要的恩赐。
Please take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
好，如果有圣经的，我们一起来翻到哥林多前书的，sorry, is it chapter 14?
14.
Okay, 哥林多前书的第十四章。
In verse 1, chapter 14, 1 Corinthians, verse 1.
哥林多前书的十四章第一节。
Now it says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Look also with me at verse 39 of chapter 14, same chapter, verse 39.
我们再往下看第39节。
It says, therefore, my brothers, be eager to prophesy.
他说，所以我弟兄们，你们要切慕做先知讲道。
So we see from these few verses that prophecy was a very important spiritual gift in the early church. Notice also chapter 14 and verse 3.
你会看到就是这个做先知讲道，也就是说预言是很重要的。我们在
Everyone who prophesies speaks to men for the strengthening, encouragement, and comfort.
我们回到第三节，但做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
So in chapter 14, there's this back and forth contrast.
所以在第十四章的时候，这里有个前后的对比。
There's this contrast of tongues. With prophecy.
就是有就是对比方就是说方言和来说预言这个对比。
He says, if you speak in tongues, but it's not interpreted, no one knows what you're saying.
如果说方言的如果不翻出来就是没有意义的。
It's like playing the flute or the harp or a trumpet with an uncertain sound. No one knows what really the meaning is when you speak in tongues.
就好像你是在吹个笛子或者在打鼓，就只是来去做出一个声音。如果就是只是在讲方言，但没有翻出来。
But if you speak or you prophesy, it's clear what you're saying, and it strengthens the church.
但是如果你是做先知讲道，他这里也是就是原文是说预言，就是他是对教会是有益的。
So, allow me to share my screen for a moment. And, I should have done this earlier. A few things to see in, okay. Good.
他现在共享一下屏幕，就是大家可以看到这个他的这个 PPT 的内容。
Notice chapter 14, verse 1.
我们看到第十四章的第一节。
He says, eagerly desire spiritual gifts.
就是要切慕属灵的恩赐。
And I wanted to review a little bit, just very briefly, about what a spiritual gift is.
我们再回，我们想要再复习一下，就是到底什么是属灵恩赐呢？
In Ephesians 4, the word gift is used twice.
在以弗所书的时候，就是这个属灵恩赐的这个词被提到了两次。
And in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, it's used 6 times.
在哥林多前书的十二章里头是提到了十四章里头提到了12次。
In chapter 14, it's used a number of times.
OK, 在14章里头讲到了几次。
So it's interesting, when the Bible speaks about these special abilities that God gives to each believer, he uses the word gift.
就是很有意思的是在圣经中神提到关于神要是给到各个信徒一些特别的能力的时候，他是讲到的词是 gift， 就是礼物。
It's a special ability that God gives to every believer to be used either to the building up of the local church or for evangelistic or to reach the outside world with the gospel.
就是这些都是神赐给信徒的，就是可以去或是传福音，或者说去远方宣道，或者是去做什么事情。
On this slide, I have a simple definition of what a spiritual gift is.
在这个这幻灯片上也可以有看到，就是有一个很简单的关于就是属灵恩赐是什么意思。
A spiritual gift is a supernatural endowment or ability, a special ability upon a member of the body of Christ, a believer, for service.
就是一个属灵的恩赐，就是一个很它是超自然的，然后从神而来的礼物，它是一个特别的技能，就是是为了去建造主耶稣，不是是是是是那个来建造主耶稣基督的身体。
There's a couple of aspects in this definition that should be pointed out.
就是它这里有几点，它需要去提出来的。
The first thing is it's supernatural.
第一点就是超自然的。
See, we have natural gifts that we receive at birth.
我们有一些自然的，就是这种说天生的，我们是在出生来就得到的。
We may have a natural speaking ability or a musical ability or an ability to work with our hands.
我们可能会有讲话的恩赐，可能会有音乐的，不是讲话的天赋，或者说音乐的天赋，或者说你的手很巧，可以去做一些事情。
We may have an athletic ability.
可能会有运动员的运动的体质。
And you receive those abilities when you're born.
这些天赋呢，是在你出生就获得的。
But a spiritual ability or a spiritual gift is something we receive when we become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而属灵恩赐呢，是在我们相信主耶稣的时候，神赐给我们的。
It's a supernatural ability.
它是一个超自然的。
Something that where God empowers us to serve in a certain way.
是神有的时候来增强我们的能力的一个方法。
You may have the natural ability to speak, but you may not be able to be a Bible teacher because it's a supernatural ability or an evangelist.
你可能天生有，就是你讲话很好，就是你说话很有天赋，但是你可能没有办法去很好的将圣经来讲明白，因为这个是一个超自然的这个能力是从神而来的。
It's a supernatural endowment, a giving of God of a special ability.
它是一个超自然的这个赠予，给予，它是一个很特别的能力。
Some believers have more than one, spiritual gift.
有些基督徒呢，他们有更，就是，不止一项的这个属灵恩赐。
I believe the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter and possibly others had the gift of an apostle and prophet and teacher and evangelist and shepherd.
我相信像使徒保罗和那个彼得，他们都有一些就是有去做使徒去讲道去做传福音去牧养教会的这样的恩赐。
And these gifts are given for service to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, either within the body of Christ or outside in the world.
这样的属灵恩赐是神赐给他们去，在教会里面，或者说在外面的世界里头，他们去所使用为了神的缘故来使用的。
But tonight we want to think about the spiritual gift of prophecy.
那今天晚上我们会讲，就是这个说预言的，或者说做先知讲道的这个恩赐。
Sometimes in scripture you have the verb form of the word prophesy to prophesy.
有的时候圣经里头提到，就是去说预言，或者说去做先知讲道。
And the word prophesy means to speak forth divine truth received by direct revelation from God.
这个去说，这个词的意思，就是这个动词的意思呢，就是说是去将从神而来的真理，它是直接从神启示给你的这些话去传给众人。
We also have in scripture many times in the Old Testament and the New Testament, we have the word, the noun, the word prophet.
在旧约或者是新约圣经里头也会提到一个词，就是。A prophet 就是先知的意思。
And prophet is one who was called of God to prophesy truth received by revelation.
先知就是说他是是神叫他去讲预言的这个人。
It's interesting to note how frequently the word prophet and prophesy and how often these words are used in the New Testament.
在新约里头，我们会看到这两个词，一个动词，一个名词，就是他们会被提到很多次，这是很有意思的。
The word prophet, the person who prophesies 34 times in the New Testament.
先知呢，就是那个讲预言的人，他被提到三就是这个词被提到了34次，在新约里头。
The message of a prophet, prophecy, is used 19 times in the New Testament.
预言这个词呢，就是预言的这个词，这个名词呢，它是被提到了19遍，在新约圣经。
And then the word prophesy, the verb form, is used 28 times in the New Testament.
而说预言或者说做先知讲道这个词呢，它在新约被提到28次。
So, you can see by just the sheer numbers of use, that this is an important gift in the New Testament.
所以说就我们总合起来看，这个词被提到了很多很多次，所以说这是其实是一个很重要的词，很重要的属灵恩赐。
Now, there's one occasion where we have a similar kind of word that's used, similar to prophecy, and that's the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. It's only used in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8.
而就有一个例外，在圣经里头，就是也是其实提到相近的意思，就是这个就是说智慧的言语和知识的言语，这个是只有在哥林多前书的12章第8节中提到了。
I want to touch on this just for a moment of what does this mean, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge as a spiritual gift.
所以我就想来讨论一下，就是说，这个智慧的言语和知识的言语，这究竟是什么意思？这个跟属灵的恩赐有什么关系呢？
So the word of wisdom or the word of knowledge is the special ability to have wisdom or knowledge about something given to an individual beforehand.
这个词的意思就是神在，他会在给予给某个人，就是他们在做某件事之前会给到他们的话。
It's a special knowledge, special wisdom given by God ahead of time about a certain a circumstance to strengthen and to help the body of Christ.
这个就是神在特定的情况下，去将这样的话给到人，然后让他可以就是，去增强自己，或增强信心，或者是在其他方面。
Many times this gift has been given to those who are apostles.
很多次呢，就是这样子的能力是给，这样子的这个信息是给到了使徒。
An apostle or prophet.
使徒或者说是先知。
Now, turn with me to Acts chapter 5.
让我们一起来翻到这个使徒行传的第5章。
And in Acts chapter 5, in verses 1 through 10, we have the account of Ananias and Sapphira.
使徒行传的第五章的第一节到第十节是，有提到就是萨菲拉这个妻子和亚尼亚。
So at this period in the book of Acts and in the church, many people were giving financial gifts to the church so that would be shared with each other so they could live, buy food, and use that money to help each other.
在当时的时代，神他有给就是金钱的这些恩赐给到教会中的一些人，然后他们会将这些金钱或者说去分享给众人，然后让他们可以一起生活。
So there were two believers, a husband and wife named Ananias, and his wife was named Sapphira.
这里提到有两个人，一个叫亚拿尼亚和他的妻子撒菲拉。
They owned a piece of property.
他们有一块地产、田产。
And they decided to sell that piece of property.
他们决定去卖掉这份田产。
And to tell the church that they were going to give the entirety of what they were paid for the property to the church.
而他们就跟教会说那个他们将所有就是卖掉这块地产的这个所有的钱都交给了教会。
But look at verse 2.
我们看到第2节。
With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself.
第2节说，把嫁银私自留下几分，他的妻子也知道，其余的几分拿来放在使徒脚前。
But the rest he put at the apostles' feet.
对，然后就是其余的，就是放在了这个使徒脚前。
Ananias wanted the church to think he gave all of the money to the church and did not keep any of it back for himself.
亚拿尼亚的目的就是说，他想让教会觉得，就是他已经把所有的这个卖掉这个钱给了教会。
But notice what happens in verse 3. Peter, with a special revelation about this situation.
我们这里看到第3节，就是彼得他得到了一个特别的消息。
He says, Ananias, how is it that Satan has filled your heart to lie against the Holy Spirit when you have kept back money, some of the money that you received for the land for yourself?
彼得说：“亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的嫁银私自留下几分呢？
He says, you have lied not only to men, but to the Holy Spirit.
他说你不是欺哄人，也是欺哄神了。
Down in verse 5, for verse 9, Peter says, how could you agree to test the Spirit of God?
第9节说，那彼得说，你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？
So here's a situation where Peter receive special wisdom and special understanding about a situation, that Ananias and Sapphira did without anyone physically telling him. God revealed it to him.
在这个情况下，就是彼得他是特别的得到这个就是从神而来的智慧，就是没啊、呃，他是一个就是在这样特别的情况下，他是没在这之前没有人就是亲自的对彼得说过这件事情。
So the prophet and the gift of the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge seems to be connected to an apostle or to a prophet.
所以在这里就是可以写明，就是这个智慧的言语或者说知识的言语，它是特别的关联于使徒或者说先知的。
Two Bible teachers, Charles Hodge and William McRae, they say this gift was related to the gift of an apostle and the gift of a prophet.
大家可以再看幻灯片上这个弟兄，就是 Charles Hodge，他是一个圣经的教师，他说这样的恩赐是使徒和先知的一个恩赐。
But notice what Mr. McRae, Dr. William McRae says in his quotation.
当我们再看这个 William McRae 这个弟兄他所说的。
He says, this gift was characteristic of an apostle or prophet and is no longer present today.
他提到了一句，就是说这个恩赐它是使徒的和先知的恩赐，但是今日已经没有了。
I'm going to suggest that the gift of prophet is no longer in use today in the church. It is passed away.
所以我可以说，就是这个属灵，这关于讲预言的这个属灵恩赐是今天已经没有了。
God used this important gift of prophet for the building up and the laying of the foundation of the church. It was very important in the early church, but since we have the full revelation of the word of God, this gift has passed away.
在早期教会呢，神将这样的恩赐给到一些使徒和这些先知们，因为当时是为了建立早期的教会，而到我们今天，我们有了就是神全部的启示，也就是我们面前的这本圣经，所以说这样的属灵恩赐已经不再需要了。
We don't have individuals who have the gift of knowing the future or knowing special revelation from God and bringing that to the church. We have the word of God and we have men who preach and proclaim what is found in the word of God.
我们现在没有任何的个人，他们有这样子，就是从神而来，就专门给他的一个讲预言的恩赐，他能知道未来，而他能去告诉教会，一些他所从神那里得到的消息。
We're told in the book of Jude and verse 3, it says, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints.
我们看到犹大书的第三章，就是，我在第三中在第三章对不对第三章中也提到说第三节，就是但我现在觉得有必要写信劝勉你们竭力护卫一次就完整的交给圣徒的真道。
Now in that verse when it says earnestly contend for the faith, it speaks of the whole body of Christian teaching that we have found in the Word of God.
那这里提到的这个真道，完整的交给圣徒的真道的意思，就是说，完整的关于基督耶稣所要我们需要知道的，这个属灵的道理。
Sometimes in Scripture,the word faith means all of the teaching of the word of God, and sometimes refers to individual personal faith.
有的时候在圣经中提到这个 faith 这个词是有就是真道或者说是信心，对，就是其实是有的时候是这两个不一样的意思。
So now that the whole body of Christian teaching contained in the word of God is delivered to us,The use of the gift of prophet is no longer given to the church. It's passed away.
所以基督耶稣的真道已经完完整整的给到了我们，所以说这个讲预言的这个属灵恩赐是今天不再需要的。
Now notice a few things about this gift of prophecy.
我们再可以看看这个关于这个讲预言的这个恩赐的其他几点。
In the early church, in the book of Acts, in the New Testament, prophecy was divine truth received by direct revelation from God.
在早期教会呢，就是说，预言呢，它是 直接的从神而来的启示，就是从神而来的真理，给到了众。
The gift of prophecy was not acquired from the study of Scripture.
说预言的恩赐，它不是就是在我们学习经文的时候所得到的。
Today, a preacher and a Bible teacher, an evangelist, he studies the Word of God, he sees the truth of the Word of God, and he proclaims it.
在今天我们的就是牧者他们会去讲道时候是完全从经文中来就是从学习圣经中来的。
So that was not true of the prophet. The prophet received his message directly by revelation from God.
所以这个跟先知不太一样，因为先知他是从神那里直接得到的启示，就是将这个话就直接给到这个人。
Prophecy was not received through preparation or study.
预言不是他不是通过就是去准备和去学习的所得到的能力。
It was something that he was able to speak forth spontaneously.
他是一个就是立刻的自主的他可以直接讲出来的话。
He received a message and he spoke forth that message immediately.
他是收到了这个信息消息，并且可以直接讲出来的这个消息。
So let's look at a couple of places in scripture where we see this spontaneous revelation from God spoken forth.
我们来看圣经中提到的这样恩赐的一些经文。
So turn first of all to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们来到格林多前书的第十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23.
十一章的第二十三节。
Notice the language that Paul uses when he describes, these verses. He says, For I have received from the Lord what I have delivered unto you.
我们可以注意一下这个使徒保罗他所用的这些词汇，他说我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。
Now the Apostle Paul was not in the upper room when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke of his death and how he would take the cup and he would take bread and that in the future they would celebrate the Lord's Supper because it speaks of his death.
就是保罗当时没有在那个房间里头，就是当时主耶稣将这个圣餐的这个意义都讲出来。
So from verse 23 to the end of chapter 11, the Apostle Paul gives this revelation, something that the Lord Jesus gave to the 12 disciples, but Paul was not present at that time in the upper room.
所以说从23节到这一章的结尾，他是就是因为保罗当时并没有在那个房间里头，就是主耶稣在设立主的圣餐的时候，他并没有在那里，所以说这里是完完全全是从神而来的启示。
But here in these verses, the Apostle Paul, who was not in the upper room, he gives the fullest explanation of the Lord's Supper of all the disciples or apostles.
在这里他虽然当时没有在那个房间里头，没有听到主耶稣当时在给这十二门徒在讲圣餐并且圣餐的意义的时候，但是他却完完全全的将这个细节和意义都讲出来。
This was special revelation. He received a message from the Lord, and he delivers it to the believers at Corinth.
所以说这是一个特别的启示，是他是直接是从神那里得到了这个消息，并且就将这个消息直接来传递给当时的哥林多教会。
Now, let's turn to Acts chapter 21. Book of Acts 21.
使徒行传的21章。
In Acts 21, we meet this prophet, and we meet him twice in Scripture, and his name is Agabus.
这个21章提到了有一个先知，并且这个先知在圣经中被提到两次，他的名字叫亚加布。
Now Paul is on his way to Jerusalem.
那保罗当时是去主耶路撒冷的路上。
He's on the way to Jerusalem and then eventually to Rome, and he is determined to go.
就是他在去耶路撒冷的路上，他终究要去到罗马。就是他这个时候，他决定他要去。
And as he goes, he meets this prophet Agabus.
在他走的时候，他看到了，就是就他遇见了一个先知，叫做雅各布，啊不，雅加布。
He says, after we were there for a few days on his journey, he meets this prophet Agabus, who tells him, so shall the Jews, he takes his belt and he binds Paul, and he says, so shall the Jews bind you and deliver you over to the Gentiles.
在21章第10节，我们看到他说，我们在那里多住了几天，有一个先知名叫亚加布，从犹太下来，到了我们这里，就拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚，说，圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要这样捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交给外邦人手里。
So notice this prophecy. It was specially revealed to Agabus what would happen to the Apostle Paul.
就是我们这里注意到，就是亚加布他是特别的他讲了一个预言，他是就是讲关于使徒保罗将后面会发生的事情。
He spontaneously delivers that message to Paul.
他是自主的，并就直接的跟保罗来对话的。
Paul says, I am ready to go to Jerusalem. I'm ready to suffer. I'm ready to be delivered to the Gentiles.
那保罗的回应是我愿意去，我也愿意，我也愿意，就是说被这样子交给外邦人手里。
He said, I'm ready to suffer. So, but you see this gift of prophecy.
就是保罗就是说他是愿意就是他准备好了去受苦，但那我们看到这里是一个预言。
Special divine revelation from God about a particular situation that is spontaneously given.
这是一个特别的从神而来的启示，在某个情境下，它是可以直接的讲出来。
There is no preparation. There is no Bible study. There is no looking at the scriptures. It was a direct message from God.
就是在这之间，并没有任何的准备，并没有去圣经学习，并没有去研究这个经文前后文或者怎么样，他是直接得到了神的消息，直接传出来的。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11.
我们看再翻到《使徒行传》的第十一章
and verse 28.
第十一章的第28节。
Again, we meet this prophet Agabus.
我们还是看到了这个先知亚加布。
And he speaks about in verse 20, Agabus comes and he says, it says he stood up and through the Spirit prophesied that severe famine would spread throughout the entire Roman Empire, which happened during the reign of Claudius.
在二十八节提到，内中有一位名叫亚加布，站起来，借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，这事到葛老丢年间果然有了。
But notice verse 29, this prophecy was given as direct revelation from God, but it was to help the believers so they could get through, they could help each other to get through, this time of famine.
所以在这个情况下是他是特也是特特别的得到一个预言从神那里，然后他是是叫着这我们这些信徒，就他们当时的信徒去可以互相帮助，来去挺过这个大饥荒。
And then it says the disciples, each according to his ability, verse 29, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea and Jerusalem.
第29节接着说，于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。
So you begin to see a little bit, about what this spiritual gift of prophecy is.
所以你这里可以开始明白，就是说，这个说预言的属灵恩赐到底是什么了。
The word of God was not complete at this point in time, in the history of the church.
就是神的话在这里，就是在早期教会的这个历史当中，他神的话还并没有完全。
The church needed direction and teaching, and God gave direct revelation to these prophets so they could guide the church.
当时的教会他们需要神直接的指引，然后这些指引他们会临到这些使徒或者说先知上面来去指引当时的教会。
The Apostle Paul says these same prophets, they gave doctrinal teaching and they laid the foundation of the church in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20.
就是在这里，就是说预言它将它作用就是将当时早期教会的基础来打下来，然后并是也是提到是在以弗所书的二十章。
Now there are some that tell us that, that biblical prophecy in the New Testament can be wrong.
有些人他们提到说，这个圣经中的预言可能会是错的。
There is a well-known Bible teacher, professor, of theology in the United States, and he makes this statement: while the Old Testament prophecy was infallible, New Testament prophecy can be fallible.
就是这是一个有很在美国有名的一个神学的教授，他说在旧约的在旧约的预言它是完全准确的情况下，新约的预言难道能是错误的吗？
The reason he says this is because the Apostle Paul, when Agabus told him that when he would go to Jerusalem, that he would be taken and bound and delivered over to the Gentiles, the Apostle Paul disobeyed. He didn't go. He went to Jerusalem. He didn't listen to Agabus's prophecy.
Okay, 他说这句话的意思，这个支持呢，就是因为就是当时亚加布对保罗说，就是他将要去那个叫耶路撒冷受苦的时候，那个保罗并没有去听从亚加布的话，然后他还是去了。
Paul did not disobey Agabus's prophecy. He listened to it. He understood it. But he said, I'm still going to go because I want to obey God and bring the message, to Jerusalem.
实际上他并不是不听从，他实际上是听从。他是真的听了亚加布所说的，他并且明白。而他还是，就是他是愿意去到耶路撒冷，就是将神的话带到耶路撒冷，尽管他可能在那里会受苦。
He says Agabus's prophecy is correct. I will go, I will suffer, I will be bound, I will allow all that to happen, so through God's will, I can go to Rome eventually.
对，所以就是他知道就是他会受苦，但是他说我就是要去，我要听从神的旨意，我一定要将这样的消息都传给耶路撒冷的人，并且终将去到罗马。
So, if anyone says to you that prophecy in the New Testament is fallible, and different than prophecy in the Old Testament, that is absolutely wrong and incorrect.
所以说，如果你在新约中的预言它是错的，在旧约的预言它是完全正确的话，就是这样的话是一定是错误的。Now,
I want to look at something with you. During the New Testament period, there were false prophets.
我们再看一些点，就是在新约的时代中，它有一些假先知。
And scripture tells us to test false prophets.
然后在经文中有提到说你要去试验这些假先知。
Prophecy by true prophets in the New Testament period was infallible. It was not wrong. It was not ever wrong. But there were false prophets. And so the Bible tells us, writers of scripture tell us to test the prophets.
所以在新约中有一些真的先知，他们所讲的预言，他们是完全正确的，他们从来都是完全正确的。但是也提到了一些假的先知，所以说要去试验这些先知。
So let's turn to Revelation, if you would, and chapter 2.
我们来看启示录的第二章。
Now, notice what Jesus says to the first church, the church at Ephesus.
我们来看这个就是对第一个教会，也就是对以弗所教会所说的话。
Notice what he says, what the Lord Jesus Christ says in verse 2. Revelation 2 and verse 2.
二章二节。
I know your deeds. I know your hard work and perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men. You have tested those who claim to be apostles and are not, and have found them to be false.
第二节说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验，那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。So
here you see this church testing false apostles and false prophets.
所以这里你看到，就是说，他们教会有曾试验那自称为使徒的，或者说先知的，他们的确是假的先知。
In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, it says there were false prophets among them. And how do we know that? It's because they tested these false prophets.
在彼得后书的第二章有提到，就是有假先知，因为他们当时是有试验出来，确实是有假先知。
Revelation 2:20. It says, nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet, and by her teaching, she misleads many servants.
然后在启示录的二章第二十节提到说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
First of all, this church of Thyatira should never have allowed this woman Jezebel, to be teaching within the church.
首先就是这个推雅推拉教会，他们不应该让这个妇人去教导他们，就是去行这些事。
Secondly, she's a false prophet.
第二点，她是一个假的先知。
And the church at Thyatira, the elders, the leaders did not test her teaching and speaking.
然后在当时这个推雅推拉教会的这些长老和那个牧者，他们并没有就是去试验这个人是否是真的先知。So
1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, believe not every spirit, test the spirits to see if they are of God. There are many false prophets gone out into the world.
Sorry, First John chapter four.
Four verse one.
就是在约翰一书的第四章第一节所提到说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要什么灵都信，总要试验那些灵是否出于上帝，因为世上已经出现了许多假先知。
Now, I want to look at an Old Testament passage to you, with you, which applies to the New Testament as well. This is a verse that is good for both the Old and New Testament.
我们也在看一处，就是在旧约的经文，因为这个是同样对旧约和新约时代都是有益处的。
Notice what Deuteronomy 18:22 says.
我们看《生命记》的第十八章第二十二节。
When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord,
如果先知奉耶和华的名所说的话。
And if the thing follows not and does not come to pass,
如果他没有应验的话。
the thing which the Lord has not spoken, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken.
那么他的话就不是耶和华所说的。
But the prophet has spoken presumptuously, willfully.
所以他是妄自说预言。
Thou shalt not be afraid of him.
你们不用怕他。
So, when a prophet speaks, the thing that he prophesies must always come to pass.
所以当一个先知他讲话，他讲预言的时候，他所讲的必须要应验。
When he teaches, it must always be true.
他所教导的必须一定是正确的。
It must always come from the Lord.
一定是从神而来的。
And so, prophets should be tested, and those who teach based upon the word of God should be tested.
所以说这个先知他们是需要试验的，并且他所教导的也是需要去考究的。
I like to say, sometimes when I speak, if I don't speak based upon the word of God, I should be tested, I should be challenged, I should be corrected.
所以说这位弟兄时常有讲过，就是说如果我所说的不是从基于圣经的，那么我就需要被挑战，需要被查验。
The believers in a church in chapter 17 of Acts, the Bereans, it said they studied the word of God to see if the things which Paul taught were so.
Sorry, I didn't quite follow.
There was a church in Acts 17, the Bereans, they studied the word of God to see and test if the teaching of the apostle Paul was absolutely following scripture.
所以在使徒行传第十七章所说，就是这个庇里亚人这个地方的人，他们有去研究，就是使徒保罗他们所讲的这些道是否是真的，他们去研究。
We want to look at a part of this teaching and ask the question, has this gift of prophet passed away?
所以我们再回到这个问题，就是说那这个先知的这个恩赐，他真的就是已经没有了吗？
There are some that are saying today that they are a prophet. They have the gift of a prophet. Can speak the future. And can have direct revelation from God.
那可能今天有些人他说他是先知，然后他有预知未来的恩赐，那么他可以直接讲出来从神赐给他的话。
If someone would come and say he has direct revelation from God, it would it would lead people, it would mislead people to think that they should obey exactly what that person has said.
所以说今天如果有人这样的说，就是说他有神直接的启示给他的话，那么他可能会就是去误导教会的人，并且使他们都听从他。
So let's think together. What does the Bible teach? Has the gift of prophet now passed away?
所以我们来学习，就是说那这个恩赐真的还有吗？目前。
Now notice this verse in Ephesians 2:20.
我们来看这个以弗所书的第二章二十节。
Now, the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
It says in this passage that the apostles and the prophets have laid the foundation of the church. It's been done, it's been given by these prophets.
在这章提到就是使徒和先知已经将教会的基石已经来做好的基础。
The foundation has been once laid already. The Lord Jesus died and he is the chief cornerstone.
就是这样的根基已经立定了，并且主耶稣他自己受死复活来作为这个主要的房角石。
If the foundation has been laid, the role of the prophet is no longer needed to keep on laying the foundation or keep on prophesying because the foundation has been already laid.
所以说在这样情况下，你根基已经由使徒和先知来建造好，并且基督耶稣自己为房角石的这样的基础上，这样的恩赐来去说预言的恩赐已经不太需要了。
I mentioned this verse before, but it says, I gave all diligence to write to you for the common salvation. He says, exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints.
我们刚刚有提到这下面一句经文，就是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我一直迫切的写信跟你们谈谈我们所分享的所共享的救恩，但现在我觉得有必要写信劝勉你们竭力护卫一次就完整的交给圣徒的真道。
In Acts chapter 2, it says the believers continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
在使徒行传中有提到，就是兄弟姊妹他们很竭力的去跟从使徒保罗的真道。
The prophets gave direct revelation about doctrine and the foundation of the church.
当时先知和使徒有给到教会是从神而来的教导。
Now notice near the end of the New Testament, near the end of the church, the early church age, the doctrinal faith was once delivered. It had been completed and given to the believers.
对，就是在早期教会之末的那个时期，就是就是从就是交给圣徒的真道，就是交给我们那个教会的真道，已经一次并且完整的交给到了教会。
There is no need for direct revelation concerning doctrine, concerning the building of the church, concerning the foundation of the church. It was completed. It was finished. It was once delivered to the believers.
所以已经不再需要就是从神而来直接的启示是关于教会的建立和一些属灵就是从来就是基本的属灵教导。
So the role of the prophet and the role of an apostle as was given in the early church, was no longer needed, and it slowly passed away.
所以说，就是这样临到使徒和先知身上的这样的恩赐，已经就是逐渐的消失了。
Now some would ask, is there a verse in the Bible? Is there a passage in the Bible that says the gift of prophecy has passed away?
那可能有人会问说，就说那圣经中是否有这样的经文，就是直接提到说这样的恩赐已经逐渐消失了呢？
Now, let's look at a couple of passages.
好，我们来看一些经文。In
Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4.
在希伯来书的第二章的第三节到第四节。
He says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
他说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩。
Which first began to be spoken by the Lord.
怎能陶醉呢?
And was confirmed to us apostles and those who heard it by signs and wonders and miracles according to the Holy Spirit.
这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
So he says, the message came from the Lord. It also came by the apostles and those who heard it.
所以说，这个恩赐是，就是这个救恩是从神亲自而来，从神亲自讲的，主亲自讲的，并且是后来使徒和先知也都证实了。
But after that first century, after that first generation where the apostles and the prophets passed away, there was no more revelation by prophets. No more apostles were to come forth.
所以，那么在后面就是这个第一代的使徒跟这个先知都去世了之后，那么就再也没有过，就是再也没有过就是从神而来直接的启示。
It says in 2 Corinthians, it should say 2 Corinthians 12:12.
然后我们再往回看那个叫哥林多后书，这里应该写是哥林多后书的第十二章的第十二节。
It says that the signs of an apostle, when apostles came and they would teach and they would preach, there were miracles and signs that confirmed that their message was true.
在十二节中有提到，我们在中间用百般的忍耐，借着神迹奇事，亦能显出使徒的凭据来。
But after the first century, those signs passed away, and that work of the apostles and the prophets also passed away.
所以说在那个第一世纪之后，这个使徒和先知都去世之后，那么这样的恩赐也就再也没有过了。
There were a number of periods of time in the scriptures where there were miraculous gifts.
在圣经中有四个时代，他们是有一些很神奇的这个属灵恩赐。
And each of these periods where there was miraculous signs, it was for a purpose.
而在这四个时代中，这样的神迹是用于专门的目的。
Now the purpose was to validate, to confirm the ministry of certain messengers of God.
这个目的呢，就是去立定，就是说，神的信息究竟是什么。
God was going to do a new thing, and so he validates and he confirms the ministries of these men in the eyes of the Jewish people.
所以神要做一件新事，他要将这件事，确实的去被 被证实在犹太人的眼前。
So there was Moses and Joshua.
所以有摩西和约书亚。
And there is Elijah and Elisha.
有以利亚和以利沙。
And then Jesus and the disciples.
耶稣并他的门徒。
And then the book of Acts.
然后就是使徒行传中所讲的。
Now look at number two with me for a moment. 1 Kings 17:24.
来，我们可以先看这个叫什么列王记上的17:24。
Now it says this. Now by this, by a miracle of raising up, the widow's son, by this, I know you are a man of God and the word in your mouth is truth.
所以你这个以利亚当时他复活了这个妇人的孩子，他就说妇人就对以利亚说，现在我知道你是上帝的仆人。
So God confirmed the ministry of prophets and apostles in the book of Acts by miracles, but when they passed away, this, the role of the apostle and the prophet also passed away.
对，就神当时是就借着这样的神迹向世人去证实说他所做的这个事工是从神而来的。而随着使徒跟先知他们去世之后，就是使徒先知这个职位就不再需要了。
Now we're going to look as we go along in our study, we're going to look at the gift of tongues and the gift of healing and these supernatural gifts. All of these gifts slowly passed away, after the first generation, after the early church period. And,
sorry, 那么在后面就我们也将会学习到，就是说方言的，并且去医治的恩赐。那在也是同时也是同样在那个第一世纪之后，逐渐的消失了。
So, our time is almost finished tonight. We want to look at one other key verse, and then I want to leave about 10 minutes near the end for some questions.
然后我们在后面再提到一个很重要的词汇，就是然后后面我们有10分钟那个可以来问答。
Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 8 through 10.
我们来看那个哥林多前书的第13章的8节到第10节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 8 through 10.
13章8到10节。
It says in verse 8, love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. And where there is the gift of knowledge, it will pass away.
八节中提到说，爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有。说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
So it says we know in part and we prophesy in part, but that when that which is perfect is come, complete is come, then that which is in part will pass away.
第九节接着说，我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。但等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
Now, there's a couple of things that are very clear from this passage.
有一些点是在这里是很清楚的。
He says, "There are prophecies; they will fail."
他说这些你说预言的将。就是归于无有。
Where there are tongues, they will cease.
说方言的也终必停止。
And where there is the gift of knowledge, it will pass away.
而就是知识的恩赐也终将归于无有。
So he says the gift of prophecy it will come to an end.
所以说在这个先知的这个恩赐他会来到一个结束。
Now he says it will come to an end when the perfect has come. The complete, the word perfect means complete, when the complete has come.
就在什么时候归于无有呢？就是等那完全的来到。
He says, in this passage, he says, these things will come to pass. Now the question is, when is it? What is the perfect? And when will we know that it's come to an end? What does he mean by that complete thing or that perfect thing?
所以说那问题来了，就是说那这个完全的那什么时候来呢？那还有就是这个完全的究竟是什么？
Now he says, we prophesy in part, we know in part, we don't have complete knowledge, it's partial knowledge.
就是说我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限，就是说我们现在所知道的是部分的。
But,when the perfect has come, when the complete has come, then we will know.
那就是说现在还是有限的，但是当那完全的来到，这些就是有限的就归于无有了。
So there's been a number of interpretations, on what the complete is.
就是有几种解释，就是说这个完全的是什么。
Complete, it's been the complete word of God given to us, once delivered to the saints.
那第一种解释就是说就是神的经文，就是他的话是完完全全的给到圣徒的。
The rapture of the church when we're in the very presence of God and we know fully.
第二个解释呢，就是说在教会的被提的时候。
And some would even say it's the individual meeting of Christ in heaven, when we die.
还有一种解释呢，就是说是个人他就是在死后他真的面见了主耶稣，在天堂中面见主耶稣。
I think the best interpretation is the completion of the canon of Scripture.
我所认为就是最好的解释呢，就是这个第一个，就是在神的经文他的真道完全的给到我们圣徒当中。
It says we prophesy now in part. We don't really fully know the full breadth of the teaching of the word of God. But when scripture has come together, when it's been given, then we have a broader, fuller understanding of so much about what God wants to teach us.
所以说在当时早期教会这个经文神的话给到这当时的教会圣徒中，他们并不是完整，但是我们但是现在这些所有的经文都是完整的，那么就是这样子说方言啊、哦、不说预言的这些恩赐就不再需要了。
Now, just let's look quickly at verse 8, verse 11 and 12 and verse 13.
Okay, 我们再回来看，就是第八节第十一节、十二节和第十三节。
So he says there's a transitory nature of tongues and prophecy.And knowledge.
就是在这里有提到，就是说他是就是说方言的，并且说预言的，然后还有就是知识的这个恩赐，它是暂时的。
So there's this contrast. He says, love never fails, but prophecy will fail. Tongues will stop.
嗯哼。OK, 就是爱是永不止息的，爱是不会停下来，但然后那个说预言它会停下来，然后说方言也会停下来。
He says love is permanent, but prophecy is temporary.
就是说爱是永久的，但是预言是暂时的。
And then he gives an illustration in verses 11 and 12.
然后我们在11节和12节中，我们会看到一个图画。
He says when he was a child, he thought as a child, but as he matured, he said that childish thinking passed away.
在11节中有提到说，我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子。但是继承的人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
He's just using this illustration to show that as the church matures, those early gifts will pass away.
他这里所提到就是说，在早期的教会是有这些，但是在教会成熟之后，就是这些恩赐就被丢弃了。
Now, he goes on to say in verse 13, hope and love and faith, they're permanent, but the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of tongues pass away.
在第13节，看到说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大是爱，就是他说长存，就是这信望爱都是永存的，但是这个说预言的恩赐是暂时的。
Now, there's one other thing that needs to be said about this passage in 1 Corinthians 13.
OK，在这个哥林多前书的第13章，还有一件事情需要被提到。
So the Greek language underlying this translation is very important.
在希腊语的这个翻译中，这个词汇它是很重要的。
So, when we look at Greek forms of the verb, they're in passive. So we could translate it, prophecies will be, someone will stop the prophecies from occurring.
就是在这里，就是说预言的这个词，就是说，它是一个被动语态，就是说那个，他们会被动的，就是消归于无有。
The passive sense of the word means someone is going to force that thing to stop.
这个被动语态的意思就是说，某人会将某件事情主动的停下来。
So prophecies will be stopped, whether they be tongues, they will cease of themselves, and whether there be knowledge, someone will cause it to vanish away.
然后，那再说到这个说方言呢，就是说他们自己会停下来，然后在那个知识的这个恩赐，他也是会被人去停下来。
Now look at Mr. McRae, Dr. William McRae. He gives an explanation of this verse.
我们看下位这位弟兄 William McRae 他所讲到的这个。
He says, this passage says that prophecy and knowledge will be put out of operation.
他说，就是，这个，说预言的和，说预言的这个和这个知识的将会，被停止运作。
The passive verb suggests a cessation, stopping by an external force.
这个被动的动词表明的就是说，停止是通过某种外力造成的。
Someone will put them out of operation, but tongues will cease of themselves.
有人会让他们停止运行，然而就是方言本身呢，它本身会停止。
I've added a little illustration at the bottom of this slide.
我们再看到就是这个 PPT 最下面这个图画。
We're taking a test, a math test, and the teacher says, Steve and Dave will have to be stopped, but Joe will stop taking the test of himself.
就是这个比喻，就是在这个假设是在一个数学考试上面，就说那个Steve和Dave，那么他们俩就是他们要被停下来，但是Joe，他要自己停下来。
I'm going to stop there. We have about 10 minutes left. We have looked at a lot of stuff, a lot of teaching, a lot of verses, and I know it's been a lot to look at, but I think it's been important just to get some of the teaching on this subject.
我想我今天就会停在这里，然后后面有十分钟的问答时间，因为今天已经学了很多东西，需要大家那个需要时间来消化。
So, if there are some questions, it would be good to ask them at this time. And
so, Lord, we're thankful for the truth of God that you have given us.
主啊，我们为着你给到我们的真理，我们来感谢你。
We're also thankful that our Bible is complete.
主啊，我们也感谢你，因为我们手上的圣经是完整的。
And Lord, what we've learned this evening is that we do not seek to be prophets in the sense that we are adding new truth to the truth of God.
主啊，今天晚上我们所学到真理，就是我们不再再需要就是先知来去讲更多你的真理。
And Lord, we don't seek then to add anything when we preach but what the Bible already has taught us.
主要我们也不去寻求这样子新的预言，就是在圣经所教导我们的之外。
And we're thankful also for the fact that we are not to be listening to people who pretend to be adding to the truth of the Bible.
主要我们也感谢你，因为这会阻止那些将去就是那些假先知他来去加更多的我们不需要知道的。
And we're thankful, Lord, as Peter says, that in the scriptures as we have them, we have all things we require for life and godliness. We praise you for that.
Amen.
主要就如同保罗在经文中所提到的，我们现在有了就是全备的你的救恩的真道，主要我们不再需要其他更多的了。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that each of us will rest in this wonderful truth. We'll take our Bibles like the Bereans of which we've been hearing, and we will simply study that in order to know the truth of God.
主要我们在座的每个人都可以在主你的话中安息，可以在我们也盼望有更多的人来学习你的真理。We
thank you for everyone who has joined us this evening, Lord.
主要我们为所有来到这里的人感恩。And
we pray a special blessing upon each one.
主要我们也特别来祷告，就是为所有人有一些特别的祝福。We
thank you for David and his willingness to be with us on these difficult time zones from his perspective.
主要我们也为着你来感谢这位弟兄，他在另外一个时区来给我们讲述这些真理。
So bless him, we pray, and bless each of us, and bring us back together again next week to learn more about this most important subject.
主要我们感谢你，我们下周也回到这里来学习这个很重要的功课。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主要我们感谢，我们也奉耶稣基督名来祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 辛苦了，弟兄。Thank
you.
特别好，哎，谢谢，带了很多到今天，哎，谢谢，Thank
you so much，
谢谢
，Thank you very much， Good night。
Well， thank you for our translator， he did a wonderful job， on a very difficult subject， thank you again，
thank you，
thank you， thank you， thank you， yeah， I've learned a lot as well， hello，
thank you 。
Thanks, John.
Yeah. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We're still here.
you're gaining fluency.
Yes.
Except when he has three sentences on the law and it starts on another paragraph.
Yeah.
I was thinking of your brother.
Yeah, I probably need a pen. Like, I've got
Mom, did you get it?
Yeah, you know, that's what Yan Ling used to do.
Right.
She had more
notepads. Yeah, I have heard that, but that requires more training. You know? Like, it's very difficult to do that.
Is Dad here now?
Yeah. Yeah, he's at home. My dad arrived yesterday.
You did, eh?
Joe.
Back here, but came back. Good. Careful, don't squeeze him too hard.
John, what's your password?
He's a breakable brother.
Password.
What's your password?
Password.
Fail cease.
Password.
Why? Doug glitch.
Split. 那你待会回去跟朋友玩Pokemon。
妈妈让你。
Wait, no, let me play Matthew right now. I'll give you 100.
Thank you. But, yeah, so we're in this hall.
Out of my cue. Jonathan, please.